to welcome someone who's going to be performing here this Saturday night as part of the free concert series here. Her name is Michelle Boulay, and she is a spoken word artist, and she also plays the piano and does a beautiful job with her own original compositions. She will be here Saturday night along with Deborah Rocha and Katie Frassinelli, and two teenage performers who are very good at what they do. One of them is Cheryl Peralt's younger daughter, Abby Peralt, and the other is Ashley Jordan, who's an up-and-coming singer-songwriter who lives in Harvard, Mass. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Thank you, Ellen.
Pick it up.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Yeah, if anybody feels like howling, whoops, this is going, whoa. If anybody feels like howling Saturday night, there'll be howling going on here. Audience howling. This is falling. it's howling. Oh, that's the way you do it. Okay. Anyway. There's really no preamble for this. I guess wherever we are, we're here, or somewhere. This is entitled Recurring Performance. The March day enfolds me with its primitive spring wings, warm with sunlight, radiating this spinning planet as it has for millennia. Geese fly raucously over the glassy surface of the lake newly thawed. Doves coo languorously, and sparrows trill brightly, celebrating the demise of the winter ice. I close my eyes, inhale the late afternoon serenity, and hear the wind sifting through reeds, the distant lowing of dinosaurs, the flapping chirps of flying lizards. I open my eyes and return to geese honking and woodpeckers hammering tree to tree. I can barely hear the distant planes droning a mile or two upward in their ceiling of blue. The chorus of birds and geese dominate the audio of this minute, a modern symphony in the age-old light of the sun. I think of satellites and other debris orbiting beyond the fences of our atmosphere. They're humming almost audible in my mind's ear. They're whirling space dance in ambit for many decades. I close my eyes again and hear Brachiosaurus scuffling in tall grass, giant tortoise creatures splashing in placid waters, pterodactyls screeching as they soar high overhead. And if I listen with the deeper knowledge beyond my ear, I can almost hear the distant roaring of chunks of charred space rock plummeting through the rim of this atmosphere, burning recklessly in their violent descent, aiming straight for the Earth as she placidly wobbles on her relentless Mobius ribbon of journey through space and time, through space and time. Thank you.
Very nice, Michelle. She also has a couple of collections of some of her writings. Did you bring any of those books with you, Michelle?